Okay, we're looking at the local level of what's happening from Indiana to New Jersey. It's happening in Canada. It's happening in England, everywhere. They put transponders in your cars. They tax you upwards of $6, $7 a mile in some cases. They track everywhere you go with the transponders. The money goes to offshore corporations. These offshore corporations only loot. They only come in and get already built or already paid for roads, and then they just slap toll roads on it. Coming into Austin off of 183, back from Denver, I know that it says pay cash here, and then 100 yards later makes you get off and says only transponders allowed. It's also another big scam and a joke there. They swore none of this was even happening. As the toll roads go in, they keep saying that those roads don't even exist. I mean, that's the level of lying for the sheeple out there. But where is it going? I know a little bit about this, but Bob, you're more up to date on it. We are having victories, though, thanks to people in Texas, with them claiming they weren't going to toll existing interstate highways and state roads, but now they had to admit they are planning that. Where is that going?
Well, where that's going is I don't know. I mean, I heard that Senator Hutchison came out last year and said she was going to introduce a bill to stop the practice nationwide.
And then Bush signed an executive order saying federally we're going to hand the roads over.
You know, it's a big crook fest. You know, and you're right, Alex, you can't trust them as far as you can throw them. But anything we can do to throw stuff and tax.
What is she doing at this co-op meeting? How are they trying to co-opt everybody?
What they're trying to do, without public hearing, they're trying to circumvent the legislative intent of the Texas legislature, which says that these toll roads have to be commercially viable and they have to pay for themselves, and any money that they make is supposed to stay right there on the toll road. What they're trying to do is say, well, no, we found out that this particular project is not commercially viable. Therefore, we don't care. We want to do a waiver so that the bankers will loan us the money.
While we're here talking about this, you're not just saying Austin's the battleground. They have said federally and internationally and at toll road conferences that Austin is the model, and they want to. They're learning. They're studying how to buy off politicians. They're studying how to lie. They're studying how to play all the games. So it is a key battleground.
And that's why any listeners that are in the Central Texas area need to be at this Joe C. Thompson Conference Center at 6 o'clock tonight on the UT campus and go against this Campo board, item number 7, and tell them, no, don't vote for it. You're circumventing the legislative intent.
And this is the supposed locals that have authority.
Yeah, supposedly. And I've said forever that it's a sham.
Now, I know some of the board's new, but last time I checked, a bunch of them, wives and husbands, work for the toll company.
I don't know. I know that Kirk Watson is the one sitting on top of it, and he is the United Nations global whipping
and
boy.
And he also owns a bank here in Texas, handing over.
Yeah, I understand that he's not going to be able to vote because he owns a bank that has something to do with it.
Yeah, with the real estate and the road.
Yeah, well, you know, can you imagine that, a conflict of interest amongst these people?
It's like Goldman Sachs openly handing money to itself out of the bailout.
Can you believe that guy's name is Cash Carry? I mean, really, they take the cash from us and they carry it over to Goldman Sachs and they say, here, you figure out what to do with this money.
Oh, it's crazy.
But anyway, y'all got to be there if you're in Central Texas or I'm going to be ashamed of you.
You know what, Bob? Tonight. Just plug it over and over again. Just say
it
five more times.
All right, one or two more times. Campo board meeting tonight, October the 13th, 6 p.m. at the Joe C. Thompson Conference Center, University of Texas campus, Dean Keaton at Red River Street. Get over there because they sprung this on us and they're trying to do no public input.
Plug it again.
All right, one more time, just because repetition overcomes noise in the communications channel. I learned that. Tonight, 6 o'clock, Joe C. Thompson.
Propaganda.
That's right. Joe C. Thompson Conference Center, University of Texas campus. Dean Keaton at Red River, any of you listening out there, you got to get over there by 6 o'clock and tell them no on item 7, where they're trying to circumvent the intent of the legislature.
It's just best to let them know you're fully aware of their operations.
And by the way, this is the same sort of financial nonsense which got us in trouble nationwide. All this ridiculous stuff. They said, well, the economics don't work. Well, let's just do it anyway.
Because the bankers paid us.
We need the cheaper bonds from the New York bankers, so let's con everybody.
And that's what happens. They get the counties and cities pimped out like a heroin dealer does, an addict, totally strung out. And then they say, okay, just like what the IMF and World Bank does in third world countries. They say, you've got to do this 100-something things we say. Hand over your water. Hand over your roads. You've got to privatize it. And the privatization just means handing it over. It doesn't mean they're even taking responsibility for it. Okay, I promise your phone calls on the economy and a lot more with Bob Dacey.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Bob Dacey is in studio with us. Going to your phone calls right now. Sean in Minnesota, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing today?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to call in. You asked about what we're doing with the current economy and stuff, and started raising some rabbits, and we're going to be raising some chickens, talking to people.
You have an animal premises ID and federal tax that isn't the law, but they threaten you so they can shut down your small farmer ranch? Did you get a special permit from the government, slave?
Yeah, you bet I did.
Good. Good stuff.
Yeah, we actually moved out of the cities, moved out into the country.
Oh, that sounds like Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda-ish. You planning something secret out there? Planning, got evil firearms?
I plead the fifth.
How dare you, boy? You must hate the government.
I'm getting to be that way. You
what makes
it.
The grass grow? The government. What makes the water rain? The government.
Also, you had asked, or you were trying to figure out what was it said, we make money the old-fashioned way, we earn it. That was Smith Barney.
Yes, Smith Barney. We make money the old-fashioned way, we steal it.
We print it at the Federal Reserve.
So, hey, I just wanted to thank you for opening my eyes. It's been about 6 months now, so it was pretty quick. And so I thank you.
Sean, good to have you listening to the show. Anything else? I appreciate it. I mean, what's the economy like in Minnesota overall?
You know,
Bob, you keep wondering why your phone's ringing. Is because you don't turn it off.
I know, I don't.
You just leave it on, and oh, it rang again.
Nobody ever calls me, Alex. That's the thing.
Well,
they just wait till I'm on the show.
I guarantee you, it's people calling. I'm wanting you to plug stuff on the show.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Food prices are going up. Gas is, let's see, that's $2.97 or $2.79 right now. So, but I was looking at the oil price of crude oil, and I remember Lindsay Williams. You had him on a couple of months ago. Talking about gas going or oil going to $50 a barrel.
Everything he said happened. In fact, get Lindsay Williams back on the show. Write that down. I know Trey's having a meeting across the street.
I'm glad you mentioned the new weapon from Taser, the crowd control. I looked at that, showed that to my wife and my brother-in-law.
But if anybody dies when they happen to get shocked with it, it has nothing to do with the electricity.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a new phenomenon.
Or the bullets they can shoot out of a 12 gauge now too, effective at 100 yards.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Well, thanks for what you're doing, Alex, and keep up the good work.
You bet. Yeah, that's the threat continuum. You know, one person got out of line at a demonstration. Now we get to shower the whole crowd, including women with baby strollers and infants, with taser bullets.
And don't forget the new preferred method of suicide: wrapping yourself with duct tape and jumping in the lake. Don't forget that.
And slicing your whole body up.
Right. Don't forget that. That's the new, this obviously a suicide, right?
Here in Austin.
I mean, you know, there's some new stuff going on out there. That's one of them.
Everything's fine. Let's talk to Eddie in California. Eddie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, sir. What's on your mind?
It's funny you guys were talking about these toll roads. I traveled extensively throughout China. And then the town I was staying, farm town, they actually built a toll road for between the city where the farmers went to and sold their goods and that town. So, of course, the farmers didn't like it because...
Because they're with Al-Qaeda. Anybody who doesn't like what the government's doing is with Al-Qaeda.
Well,
needs to be tasered.
Actually, since I do go to China, I am a communist, so, you know...
Against the bankers taking over, so you're a communist.
I'm against the bankers, yes, I'm a communist. Exactly. As a matter of fact, every time I come back through customs, they always ask me what I was doing in China. Very suspicious.
Well, if you're a communist, that means you're going to vote for Obama, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
But anyway, the difference there, because people are living with pennies anyway, you know? I mean, it's a dollar... means that someone's going to eat or not. And, I mean, this toll road literally, took that away. So these farmers literally went out with torches and pitchforks, went to the toll booth where, like, the police station, a little police station was set up and all of that, and burned it down and ran all the police and military out of there. And nothing happened to them.
Well, let me break this down. In China, in Beijing, they put up a few hundred cameras last year, and the public just climbed the poles and tore them down, and the cops couldn't do anything. And there are videos all over YouTube shot by camera phones where it'll show people with pitchforks and hammers and rakes attacking police that are shooting them with machine guns. And the people overrun them, kill them, burn out the police station, and all over China, there's maps online, there are whole cities and towns taken back by the people. And they'll try to have the army march in, and they'll basically say no. So, yes, they are more spirit of 1776 than we are.
I'm not saying, that's right, but I'm saying, too, I mean, what I don't understand is how the bankers are going to bankrupt us, take away the middle class, and expect us not to start paying attention. And
well, we're
more.
Trained to grovel to the government. The Chinese have always rebelled. That's why Mao and the CIA funding, they tricked them into getting behind kicking out Chiang Kai-shek, which our government did, while telling the public we were for Chiang Kai-shek and the nationalists. Here, I have to tell you, we are domesticated.
We got something more important than that, though. See, that's the deal. We got football.
Yeah.
I mean, Texas beat OU, so everything's all right. You may be going into a depression.
Did you hear it was even on the local news, hundreds of cars, they would wave them into parking lots and tell them free parking and then tow them all. See, everything's going corrupt.
But, you know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, the Chinese don't have football, so they got nothing to distract their
Yeah, so what? We'll probably all be homeless and have no future, and they're building FEMA camps, but them Cowboys, now they lost.
Boy, they screwed up, didn't they? But I tell you what.
I tell you what, boy, yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do today.
Yeah, but my
my manliness ain't feeling too good.
But
right
my Longhorns won, and I like that. I hate to admit it, but
hey,
just because you're fighting the New World Order doesn't mean you can't watch a football game
listen,
every once
in
a while.
Eddie, I appreciate your call. Take care. Jimmy in Arkansas. Jimmy, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. I want to touch on that, this martial law business.
Hey, hold on a second. Dacey.
What?
You're going to, no. I've never, you know, that went over, Dacey, control yourself.
I didn't say that on air.
Yeah, you did. Anyways, look, this is out of control. You know what? I screw around with you and I get in a joking mood. Let's get serious here. Serious time. Sorry, caller. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, I just want to touch on this martial law business. That I'll be honest with you, I've got a lot of friends that are in the military, and I'm a vet myself. And I think in the long run, it's not going to work. On the simple fact, I've talked to a few of them that are still in the military, and I brought up the point to them. And, you know, there's scuttlebutt going on in the military about this martial law. Some of them, you know, are over here, you know, getting trained for it. But anyway, I've asked them a question that, okay, if you're detached and they send you off over to, say, Oakland, California, and you're herding all these people around and putting them in FEMA camps and all this kind of thing, what's to say that there's not another bunch out of Kentucky back in your hometown doing the same thing to your mom, dad, brothers, sisters, whatever, that you're doing to people out there in California?
No, that's it. And the Soviet Union, the Nazis, that's how it's all done, and they actually have public plans to do that, and they signed a deal this year. They really signed it 7 years ago, but they made it public earlier this year. It was in the news without Congress. Congress said, we weren't involved in that. Why weren't we notified? You know, that's our authority. Used to, the Congress had to even commission an officer. You know, the executive couldn't even pick the officers because an executive might try to set up martial law by putting his officers in. So separation of powers, Congress had to do that. Well, here was the Canadian, Mexican, and U.S. generals signing a North American Union pact to fight terrorists and for civil unrest. But here's the problem. They're not just going to send people out of Kentucky into Northern California, or people from Texas into Minnesota, or vice versa, or from Florida, you know, to Georgia or whatever. They're not just going to do that. What they're doing is they are going to create an economic implosion where through hyperinflation, they're not going to increase the size of the welfare check or the Social Security check, and people aren't going to have jobs on top of it. And so even if they still get the checks, they won't be able to buy what they need. So the rioting will start, and we'll see news images of scum stealing TVs, shooting firemen, as they've been caught doing before. And then it'll be legitimized, and the troops will say, well, things are breaking down. We've got to do it. We saw that in New Orleans. So, see, this is going to be done psychologically where the military is going to be seduced into going along with it. What's your take on that from Arkansas, Jimmy?
Well, I think that might work to a point, but you're still going to have this problem of just out and out, you know, one American turning on another one, irregardless, you know. The military, you're coming at, okay, they've been called every derogatory name in the book over the years, dog faces, everything else. But when it comes right down to it, your average ground pounder, they're not stupid by any stretch of the imagination. And they're going to be able to figure out that somebody somewhere down the line has gave an illegal order. And under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, they are not obligated to follow an illegal order.
Well, let me ask you this question. And again, I'm not playing devil's advocate. I'm saying how they're going to sell it, how they are selling it to the public.
I don't think that they'll ever be able to overcome is just your out-and-out conscience. And trying to pit one American against another American just to be pitting them against it, that'll work for a while, you know, because you're going to have a honeymoon period where it's all new and exciting and yada yada. But after a while, it's going to start wearing on them. And
no, I hear you, but I'm going to skip this break for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and people listening on the InfoWars exclusive stream. Sure, everybody else will be back in 4 minutes. Stay there. because, Jimmy, I'm going to continue having this talk with him. We'll come back, go to Matthew, David, Ahmed, Ryan, and others. We're already under martial law. We're talking about hot martial law.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish.
We were just talking to Jimmy in Arkansas. He was in Vietnam, his son's in Iraq, and he was saying what he doesn't like is that the same criminal syndicate that was over him in Vietnam is over his son. And, you know, that's the paradox here. The courage of the men and women in the uniform, the hell they go through, and what do they get? They get their medical treatment cut. The vets are having their treatment cut that was promised to them. They're shot up with all these experimental vaccines. Finish up your point, Jimmy.
Now, anyway, the military doesn't really buy into mainstream media. You know, they'll sit there and like you said earlier, that, you know, they'll deny that oh, there's not any real urban training going on here, there, anywhere else. But when it was actually caught on somebody's private video device, and they put it like on YouTube or Google or whatever, or put it in a blog on their personal website for the whole world to see, you know, it kind of throws a lot of egg in mainstream media space. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that the mainstream media, everything that they say is a lie, because, you know, it's not. There's some stuff that they, you know, they're accurate on. But they're really, really good at deception.
Well, I mean, obviously most of what they say is true, so that they can then trick you with a little bit of disinfo on key subjects they put out.
Yeah, you know, you tell a whole lot of truths and throw in a couple of three, you know, lies, you know, it's kind of hard to sort out what's fact and what's fiction.
Yeah, it creates a haze of not knowing.
Well, I'll say that, you know, in their defense of the mainstream media, they are very, very good at sports scores, and they're not too bad at weather.
Well, see, they're not lying about those things.
That's right.
But here's the deal.
Spin everything else. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's not even lying most of the time. It's spinning. Or it's lying by omission. I mean, here's the thing. I'd go to an urban warfare drill in Temple, or an urban warfare drill in California, an urban warfare drill somewhere else, and I would witness the troops training for America on video, saying, where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the gun? Where'd you get the... And then I'd see Marines doing real checkpoints with police helping them arrest people. And then I'd come back, and then I'd be at the event, and I'd see CNN there, and I'd watch the CNN report, and they'd say, the Marines were doing urban warfare drills for Central Asia in the future, and, of course, for Macedonia. And in a way, it's true, because it's dual-use training, but it was the main function was for the United States. So, see, that's how you know they're lying, because we just showed people the video of what the Marines were actually saying.
Same thing happened here in Austin today in the local paper, that Campbell thing I'm talking about. They discussed it, but they brought up some other non-issue, and they left alone the big one. They lied by omission.
Yeah, they'll talk about, oh, the Campbell board is meeting to discuss the future of this little side issue, right, and they never discuss it's about tolling roads they swore they wouldn't toll.
Right. They lie by omission. They bring up something minor. They won't cover the stuff that matters, and therefore, hey, you keep sucking up the mainstream media, you keep getting fed garbage.
Hey, listen, anything else you want to add, Jimmy?
Yeah, I would. It's a little off the subject, but this is just mainly for the listeners. But, you know, okay, I'm disabled. There's not a whole lot I can do in the movement. But what little I do, I make a lot of DVDs. For God's sake, do that and pass them out. And also, you can get on the Internet, bookstore, wherever, and you can get these little pocket copies of the Constitution of the United States. Buy as many of them as you can and pass them out freely and get people to understand that is what they're...
We didn't hang up on you, sir.
Junk.
Oh, he's back. Okay, go ahead. No, yeah, Jimmy, your phone cut out for a minute. You're still there.
Oh, well, I was just saying, everybody, if they just pass out the DVDs like Loose Change and things like that in-game and get pocket... little pocket copies of the Constitution and pass those out freely and get people to understand that the Constitution still has clout. It has nothing to do with that. Patriot Act was just a bunch of garbage. The word will get out, and hopefully I've changed a lot of minds myself. Like I said, I'm disabled. I can't do a whole lot, but I do everything that I can.
Jimmy, we got to run, but great point. Let me just add, we're going to go to break and come back and try to hurry through calls a little bit faster. He just had a lot of interesting things to say. Matthew, David, Ahmed, Ryan, and others. And Bob Dacey's take on what's happening. We'll also plug his TV show and articles he writes before he leaves us. It's this. People say, what's the solution, Alex? We want a silver bullet. We want a magic thing that we can do that will change everything overnight. Okay, look in the mirror and realize you're the solution to the problem and get up off your butt and don't imagine some perfect solution. Little things together move mountains. Many hands make light work. And the public is finally listening. They're finally realizing they've been lied to. And so now the people are more receptive to the truth than ever. And so a lot of you that woke people up 10, 20 years ago but quit because some folks weren't listening, redouble your efforts now. Get Terror Storm, Endgame, my films. Make copies of them. Every video and book order we have at Infowars.com, you get a free pocket constitution. We have them at cost. The little pocket constitution, the Bill of Rights, Constitution, famous quotes, Declaration of Independence. Powerful stuff in there for those that still read. But bottom line, the will to fight, the will to think, the will to resist This enemy's very unpopular. If we just stand up, they will fall. If not, they're going to win, and that's going to be hell on earth. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Take a stand for health. Life-Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Bob, I just wanted to briefly get your take on taking action. Going back, just a few. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to.
Well, you're pointing.
I just wanted to expand on what the caller just said about knowing your Constitution and how important it is. Well, you know, if you don't know what your rights are, how can you defend them? Right? That's basic. But here, a classic example.
And the government can't say those rights are gone. If it does that, it's criminal. It's engaged in terror.
And when people can see it, here's a classic example. Now, people that don't like the Constitution are going to think I'm all wet. But if you go read Article 1, Section 7, for example, which most people don't know what that is, it says very plainly that when it comes to generating revenue, only the House of Representatives can generate a revenue bill. That's what it says. It's very simple to read. It says only the House of Representatives can generate a revenue bill. Now, the Senate can tack on to it, but the House has to generate it. Well, what happened in the bailout? The House rejected it. There was nothing for the Senate to discuss. Well, what they do, they take the bill over to the Senate. They load pork all over it, another $150 billion worth of revenue generation stuff. And then they send it back to the House. And
it was a bill that didn't pass the House.
That didn't pass
the House.
It was
illegal.
So the Senate.
For martial law.
What I'm saying is the Senate.
Martial law is when the regular rules and laws are suspended.
The Senate generated revenue bills. That's what the $150 billion worth of extra pork was generated in the Senate. If you read the Constitution, you'll know that it's totally illegal. And that's what we're talking about. You need to know what your rights are in order to defend them.
Okay, let me go back to my other question. I thought you were pointing at something across the room. You were, like, pointing over there, and I was like, what is it? Is there, like, a bug going up the wall or something? Solutions. If all of us individually get involved and do little things, i.e. the most important, you have to wake the public up first to the New World Order, then they can make real decisions and understand the real price to be paid and the enemy we're up against. But if they still think the two parties matter and still believe any part of this paradigm, you know, the public now doesn't trust the media or trust the mainstream media or the government, but they don't have any idea just how bad it is. Bob, tell briefly, and then I'm going to go to calls, your story, how you woke up and what you've been able to do.
Well, you know, what I've been able to do, gosh, you want me to brag on myself? Okay, Google Bob Dacey on the internet and you'll find out
what
I've
been able
to do.
But it's an example of what one person waking up and taking action.
Okay, you know, years ago, I was a conservative Republican type and I was a good boy. I was a soccer coach and everything, state champions, the whole nine yards, you know. I was literally minding my own business. And I knew something was wrong. I just didn't know what it was. I just didn't know what it was. And then one day I was sitting at home and I was watching cable access TV for some strange reason, and up pops this nutcase, punk, some punk, about 24 years old, named Alex Jones. I didn't know who the heck he was. He was sitting there ranting and raving about the United Nations taking over the national park system. And I was like, this guy's a nut. But I love his delivery style, so I'm going to listen to him. So I listened to him, and I thought, okay, this guy's, he needs to be taken off to the bunny farm. And then he changed the subject, started talking about the Second Amendment. And I said, oh, I got to hear this guy. And so then this Alex Jones character started to succinctly, precisely, accurately, historically describe the purpose, the history of everything in the Second Amendment perfectly. And I was going, okay, wait a minute. This set up cognitive dissonance in my feeble brain. And I'm going, how could he be an idiot about this UN thing taking over the national parks and be so 100% right on the Second Amendment? So I got off of my chair, went to my computer, and started researching what Alex Jones, said about the United Nations Biodiversity Treaty. And
you found out Congress had tried to block it, that the Kentucky legislature...
Right. I found out that the Kentucky state legislature had passed a resolution the previous year explaining it, condemning it, saying that there was two of these areas in Kentucky that the UN was trying to take over, and they didn't want foreign minions in control of Kentucky land. And this was a earth-shattering event for me, because I was staring at my computer screen, and I was saying, everything that nut told me about was right, and I'm mad because I didn't know about it. I keep up. I read the papers. I follow current events. And so this opened that little crack of light into my brain, and then all of a sudden, everything started to grow. And by the time I actually met you, it was so funny, your guy that ran your audio board for you at KJFK on Saturdays worked for me, turned out. And I was saying, who's this Alex Jones
character?
KJFK
was like 200 yards from your hardware
store. Yeah, it's just right down the street. And I was like, do you know this Alex Jones guy? And he says, yeah. I said, why do you know? Well, I run an audio board for a Saturday show on KJFK. I said, you got to be kidding. And he said, no. I said, well, is that guy for real? And he said, well, he thinks he is. You know. And so I said, bring him in here. I want to meet him. And so a few days later, he came in there with you in tow into my store, and we went back into my office.
I was in there to sell you on a sponsorship.
Yeah, I don't know what you were trying to do, but that didn't happen at that time. We didn't even talk about a sponsorship. I'd been doing research myself at that time, and I found out that in my son's senior-level high school government book, they were teaching him that the Second Amendment doesn't exist, that it doesn't mean what it says. And I showed that to you, and you said, you might have a bar of this. You know, I said, here, go right ahead. And then the next day you were on the radio with it, reading it and blasting it and correcting it. And I was thinking,
no, it said, contrary to popular belief, the Second Amendment is only for an armed government militia, the National Guard and Army. No one is allowed to own guns. And then I went on air and pointed out, well, we didn't get the National Guard until 1906.
Absolutely. So my point is that when you did that, and I was listening to your radio show at the time, another little light came into my dense brain that said, media power. Wow, this is interesting. I find out something. I give it to Alex Jones. Boom. It goes all over the city. And now here it is 10 years later. It's going all over the world.
Well, station went from Dallas all the way to San Antonio.
Yeah. So it was, you know, I was like, hey, this is pretty cool. So, you know, you and I have had this very good relationship over the last 10 years.
But then you went and got an access show.
Yeah. The next year I stumbled into an access show. It's called The Simple Truth. And, you know, we just finished our ninth year, and we're trying to get back on the air again for our 10th year. We're having, you know, paperwork problems. But we'll be back. And historically, it's been at 6 o'clock here on Channel 10, you know, on Time Warner Cable. And we've also got a website now.
And then you started writing for The New American, which reached millions.
Yeah, I wrote a couple of articles for The New American, and my producer of my show, Kelly Taylor, she is the official writer for The New American on the Trans-Texas Corridor and after Superhighway issue. Several articles out. And so, you know, we've done all kinds. Last year, we were the ones that blew the cover off TxDOT's scheme to toll the interstates. I mean, that was us. And
we're now close to defeating that because you took action to ferret it out. So there you go, folks. Pick your issue. Fight the New World Order. You can take action. Let's go to let's go quick here. Who's up next? I got to move fast now. Matthew in New York, you're on the air. Oh, I had a call from Costa Rica and I didn't go to it. Ryan,
hey,
call back in. I'll go to you.
But, Alex,
yeah, go ahead.
Alex, hey, it's Matthew.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, hi, Bob. Hey, Bob. I never would have guessed you were a good old boy, you know, based upon your Longhorn affinity, huh? go masculine tribe.
Look, when I was a kid, I grew up in the shadow of that tower, okay? I lived and breathed UT football. That's all I cared about when I was a kid. That tribal thing gets in you. When I went to UT, I went there for 4 years, and when I was there, we never beat those sorry Okie sons of the guns. And so you get it in your system, and then all of a sudden when the game is on, that tribal thing comes back. And all of a sudden, I hate the Okies. Just for a little while. And
then, all right, let's get off the tribal brainwashing.
Okay.
All right.
It's okay.
Hey, 45-35. Alex, let me ask you a quick question here. You know, I'm not a conspiracy theory. I get all the information from their white papers and the primary source material, just like you do, and that's why I appreciate it, because you don't go off on the tangents. You know, you try and wake people up with 9/11 just by focusing on World Trade Center 7, the economy, just what the Constitution specifically states, who can print money, et cetera. And, you know, it's funny because my call was all about, you know, where is the solution? You know, where are we going to find the solution? Well, in my opinion, it's too late because a lot of people I know are waking up, you know, either through your videos or just through me giving them the primary source materials or their white papers, and they realize that, hey, you know, we're being shafted here. And, you know, like you stated before, you know, the governors are on the payroll, the state legislatures are on the payroll, the local people are on the payroll, and it's getting to a point now where, you know, what else is there left for us to do? I mean, how much more information do we need to find out about that they're completely shafting us?
Well, you know all about it. Hold on. You know all about it, but the general public still doesn't know all of it or even a lot of it or even a little bit of it. They know they're being lied to. They know there's a tyranny, but they don't have the details. And so it's up to you to carry the ball, to use a football analogy, and to get out there and wake them up, sir. I mean, if it isn't going to be you, it's going to be nobody.
No, and I understand that, Mr. Jones, but my concern is as follows. I mean, they've already done the damage they need to do. I mean, here you have a private banking consortium that is basically raping, you know, solvent companies. You have people that are in power that are keeping other people on a low conscious brainwave state. So even though you're waking people up, you know, bit by bit, you know, we know the damage is done, and we've gone through the regular process of stating, hey, listen,
Hold on. We tell them that cell phones are frying their brains. Quit using them as much. We explain that TV with the flicker rate and the different images and the subliminals is mesmerizing them. That's mainline science, that you go into a dream state, a waking dream state. You educate them about that. I mean, look, things are bad, but all we can do is fight back against it. I guarantee if we weren't fighting back against it, it'd be a lot worse.
No, and I agree with you 100%.
Here's an example. They already meant by this year to have, what, 9 major Austin roads in the city be toll roads. They've only got, like, one and a couple outside. I mean, we've held back 90% of their crap. That's one microcosm example.
Here's another. You got the North American Union, right? You got the North American Union. Their deal was to have it done by the end of 2005. Guess what? We screwed them up. We're making a difference.
Everywhere it's falling apart. But, I mean, I know... What are you saying? I'm trying to get at, I mean,
the writing on the wall is already there. I mean, just the last month and a half of just the events that's going on, just with the Federal Reserve, for instance.
Yeah, but as the tyranny unfolds here, Bob, you got a cough button right there. Let me show you. You just hit that when you need a cough, and it won't be as long. As the tyranny unfolds, everything we said is coming true. Our credibility goes up. It's a fight, sir. And look, I appreciate your call. I know stuff's bad, but, you know, I need to get to all the calls, and I just can't sit here and put out gloom and doom. I mean, people think I gloom and doom. I'm just breaking down what the enemy plans to do, and all I know is we have to fight it. Now, let's go ahead and play that Lou Dobbs clip. It's only about a minute and a half long of them talking about the North American Union. Here it is.
The fight against the North American Union is escalating.
What happened with that clip?
The fight against the North American Union is escalating, not at the federal level, but at the state level. Currently, 14 states are considering legislation opposing what the administration calls the Security and Prosperity Partnership. In Idaho, the measure has been approved by both houses of its legislature because Idaho is tired of the secrecy. In a simple statement from one of the Senate sponsors, he explains, quote, Idaho wants Congress to weigh in on this and get it out in the open and vote on it. At the federal level, it's hard to escape the push for unifying Canada, Mexico, and the United States. The language is everywhere, even though the people have never voted on it. In last year's failed so-called comprehensive immigration reform bill, the Senate inserted language praising the North American Union for progress made, quote, in developing and implementing an immigration security strategy for North America that works towards the development of a common security perimeter. In other words, gone are the borders of the United States of America. Welcome to the borders of North America. It's a far cry from what's happening at the state level.
The state activity is an indication of the grassroots concern about this issue. The states are closer to the grassroots, and that's where you're going to first see the indication of some discomfort with the Security Prosperity Partnership or the idea of a North American Union.
Washington isn't listening, just as Washington has ignored the people on the issue of immigration. Bill Tucker, CNN, New York.
Okay, so, and I want your comment on this briefly, Bob, and I want to get to all these calls. David and Ahmed and Scott and Aaron and everybody else, and Ryan's back from Costa Rica. We'll go to him first, actually. I think I've ever had a, actually, I've had a few calls from Costa Rica. Kind of like have a map on the wall of all the calls I've got. McMurtle Weather Station, Antarctica, places like that. You listen to that. The feds come in. They sign all the documents. We're going into North American Union. There are lawsuits for four-year documents. Judicial Watch gets them. It's all happening. The public documents say NAU. And the feds keep denying it and saying it doesn't exist. And the states are waking up and saying, look, you're liars. It's coming into our states. We're saying no. So, see, once the government's exposed as being illegitimate and a pack of criminals bought and paid for by foreign banks, they lose all legitimacy. They're now illegitimate. And they lose public support and acquiescence. And they can only go so far with the tyranny when the people and the system start saying no. Okay, the word has to get out that crooks are running things, and they're only going to make things worse because they're totally ruthless. We are winning. The North American Union is exposed. The people that were told it didn't exist now know the media lied. Okay, I mean, when CNN and Fox came out and said the Trans-Texas Corridor didn't exist, as billboards were going up in Texas, as the governor was announcing it, that woke everybody up in Texas right there. This level of lying is going to backfire. Bob Dacey.
And, you know, and another example of that, last year when the Nation magazine came out with that big front page article that said that the North, you know, that the Trans-Texas Corridor was real, but the NAFTA Superhighway was something that we nutty conspiracy theorists just made up. When they went out with public with that thing, we counterattacked them immediately. Heck, I was doing your show when that happened. And what happened when the guy that wrote the article was on the Washington Journal, every call he got was blasting him because they were calling him a liar.
Yeah, it was over 90%.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. He was sitting there trying to defend his ridiculous article,
folks,
for which there was no defense.
Folks,
we are winning this.
Folks, we are winning the hearts and minds. We need to have a winner's attitude. It's a tough road to go up, but it's the only road we got. We got to kick butt here, folks. Let's go to Ryan in Costa Rica. You're on the air, Ryan.
Alex, it's an honor to be on. I've been listening for years. These times right now, I figured I had to call in and talk to you. I won't even bother asking you how you're doing right now. I know the United States is under complete attack, and I can't even sleep right now. I'm just paying such close attention, listening to all 4 hours of your show every single day, doing all the research and just trying to find solutions like you're saying. In contrast to that last caller, I think it's not true. I think really what I'm noticing right now is people are asking me what I've been telling them for years. They're like, what you told me is true. It's coming true. Things are happening like you said, and I'm finding that people are so open to the information right now. It's like, this is the time.
Exactly, and so many people in the reality movement, the awakening movement, the liberty movement, the history movement, people that study history, a lot of us have bad attitudes. Nobody cares. Nothing we can do. It's all over. Meanwhile, it's the greatest awakening ever. We need to maximize everything right now. The internet may not be here soon in its current form. They're openly trying to get rid of it. We need to
exactly.
use it while we've got it.
And watching Riddles and Stone last night and just realizing that these people have a true plan for what they're trying to do to us, and they are working 24 hours a day against us. We got to wake up and work 24 hours a day against them and send out mass emails to everybody. Everyone needs to watch the free videos and just – I've got one that I spent 6 hours making last night just to make it really nice and beautiful that people will look at it hopefully and click on articles where mainstream media is saying that Paulson is a dictator, that we are giving over all of our power to the banks and that the Federal Reserve is private. People are finally realizing it in mainstream America.
By the way, we ended up getting that video clip from last week. A caller called in with the audio where they call in one of the heads of the World Bank and say the Federal Reserve is private. And the guy goes, no, it's not. It's federal. All right.
Yeah.
Listen, I appreciate your call from Costa Rica. We're out of time. Final segment coming up. I'm going to skip for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and the listeners at InfoWars.com on those streams. I'm going to skip this break. But for everybody else, I forgot the big announcement that I forgot to do last hour. Big announcement when we come back, just briefly. Big announcement about a Wednesday guest for 2 hours. This is going to make for some really informative and compelling radio.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Okay, remember, I haven't even plugged my videos this whole show other than saying get them, make copies of them. They're the best films out there, in my opinion. Terrorist Film, I think, is the best film on government-sponsored terrorism and exactly who we're dealing with. Some of the other sponsors that make this show possible, eFoodsDirect.com, Big banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. And they're just great folks. And so we really hope that everybody will check out eFoodsDirect.com, get a free brochure, a free audio CD about the great storable foods that they have, high quality. With all the uncertainty that we're living under, it is more important than ever to be self-sufficient, and that's my message for people going into these trying times. Have food, have firearms. Don't go out offensively looking for trouble, but protect yourself. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. And then lastly, a Cola Blue are these great atmospheric water generators. They just grab the water out of the air, sends it through five different filters. We have links up on Infowars.com to a Cola Blue. It's spelled ECOLOBLUE.com, ecolablue.com, or give them a call, 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044. Atmospheric water generator, 7.5 gallons a day, five different filters it goes through, ecolablue.com, banner on Infowars.com. Let's jam in here. I guess Scott in Arizona's up next.
Hey, Alex, how are you, buddy?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
To find out how, I mean, I didn't get to catch all your show today, but how long do you think, I know they got the points up 700 or the plus right now, how long do you think that'll last before it drops back down again?
I think it'll last 2 weeks, maybe a month, then it's going to start plunging again. They'll say we need even more power, more infusions, more nationalization, more, imperial power for the banks, but that's not what's going to matter. People are obsessing on their pension funds. When they cash it out, it won't matter because it's going to be in devalued dollars. So it's the hyperinflation that's going to kill us, and that's already here, but it's going to intensify in the next 24 months. I mean, it's going to be just unbelievable.
That's what I thought. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now let's go ahead and go to another caller. Let's talk to Aaron in Idaho. Aaron in Idaho, you're on the air.
Alex, it's great to hear from you. I love your show. Number one, the timing couldn't be better for my call. I'm all about solutions and versus problems. And I believe that what we need to focus on here is everything you're presenting is the orientation of consciousness on the solutions. Well, what's the solution? The solution is unity, getting everybody together on the same page. Now, I think that we have reached a sort of a critical mass of people, because I know that everybody I talk to out there has some sort of an inclination or feeling that something's not right. They know something's amiss. It's not just America. It's all over the world. So my thought is that what we've got to do is just focus our consciousness on the solution, which is coming together, and just hanging up our problem hats for a little bit until this election's over anyways, and get together, get everybody out there to vote for a third-party candidate. I don't care if it screws up the election. The bottom line here is a show of numbers, and when people across the world see that the United States have come together to in this big of numbers, they're going to jump on the bandwagon. They're going to wake up even more.
I appreciate your call. We got to be careful not to get into too much new agey stuff, because look at India, where they think positive, but everybody's basically sitting out in piles of crap on the side of the road.
But it's just all you Christians out there, I think it would help to pray too. Because
that's what he means. It's, focusing on good, thinking of ideas, coming together. I agree with you, sir, but we also need to put those ideas into action. I'm sorry to Dick and a couple other callers. Call me back tomorrow, and you'll go to the head of the line. Bob Dacey, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much, Alex. I appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Give out your website.
SimpleTruthOnline.net. SimpleTruthOnline.net. Go there.
SimpleTruthOnline.net. And if you live in Austin, Texas, you can see reruns of the show and the live show. Check the TV guide and other information, and it's there once a week. All right, rebroadcast with the economic historian, William Ingdahl, and others right at the start of the show. It was a really powerful broadcast today. Hope you'll join us in the rebroadcast only on the Internet at Infowars.com and stations across the country. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.